So, at the in the Parsha, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to daven in Mitzrayim, and we're in the base Paro, and he leaves to go out to daven somewhere else because it's full of Avodah Zarah. That's what Rashi says. So actually that Rashi, and the Medrash of that Rashi, is Lahalacha. It is cited by the Truma Sezession. The Truma Sezession has a Shaila, this is in Simen Vav, about a person who's traveling and it's time for Mincha. And he's in a city where either he can stop by the side of the road and daven, or he can go into one of the motels or the inns. But every single motel or inn at that time is full of Avodah Zarah. There's a cross, there's a little statue or something everywhere, and he's not going to be able to find a room that he's not going to daven in front of some sort of statue, some sort of idol, or he's going to daven in the middle of the street where people are going to walk in front of him. So what's better, to daven in a place where people are going to be walking in front of you and it's going to be distracting, or to daven in a room where there are statues and crosses of things of Avodah Zarah? So he says, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that you should daven in the street instead of going to the place where the Avodah Zarah, because we see from Rashi in this week's Parsha in the Medrash that Moshe left the place of Avodah Zarah to go daven, because you shouldn't daven in a location where there is currently idolatry. And then he says, if there's a suffek, maybe those who are passing by the road will interrupt. Inside the hotel, there'd be a quiet place to daven. Maybe you could find one room that doesn't have Avodah Zarah. He says, maybe you should go into the hotel at that time. And he says, today you can't really find any pure spot where there's no Avodah Zarah at all. And this is Sadla Halacha by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadi Dalid. And the Torah Lishma of Menachem Kasher learns from this Shubha Sedeshan that not davening in a place of Avodah Zarah is not really Mikra Din. It's just that Moshe Rabbeinu is very makbid because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke peh al peh, meaning for Moshe Rabbeinu's davening, there can't be any Avodah Zarah around. But for us, we're not in love with Moshe Rabbeinu, we try to find a place where there's no Avodah Zarah to daven, if you're in such a situation, but if you have no choice, there's room to be leaved. Now, really, this leads us to the main discussion. There's really nothing more to add to that Truma Sedeshan. There's no Nosei Kelim on that Simon Shulchan Aruch, and it is what it is. But it does allow us to discuss the entering into churches in general, and when it is allowed, when it is not allowed, and different things that come up, because you know, every decade or so there's some thing, there's some big event in some cathedral, and a rabbi is invited to go, and there's a big discussion, should he go, should he not go? So I haven't heard anything in the last few years, but I'm sure it'll happen again at some point, as is the custom of the Jewish people. So let's go through the discussion of entering into churches. So it's all based on a Rambam. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos in the beginning of Masechas Avodah Zarah. We'll read for you from the Kapach translation, Rav Yosef Kapach's translation, because it's better, it's more accurate, and he says things more clear. He says, "Lefichach tzarech ladash shekol ir me'areha umah hanotzris sheish lahem bama." In any city where there is a Christian city where there are place of Avodah Zarah, kolomar beis tiflasam, the place where they daven, which is it's a knock. A tiflas means stupidity, and it's the Rambam's way of saying that their way, he doesn't appreciate their way of worshiping.
He uses it a few times.
This is not the only one. It's a common phrase in the Rambam. Shu beis avodah zarah bli safek hare osa yir asur la'avor b'miskaven. You can't even go into the city, says the Rambam, a city that contains avodah zarah. Kol shekin lador, but even to live in such, certainly such to live in such a city. Ela Hashem masro sana biyadeim shenigur ba'areim b'alkorcha l'kaim devara. But we have no choice. We're in Galus, so that means we have to live in their cities. Ideally, it would be preferable to find a city where there's no churches, but what are you going to do? This is part of being in exile, and he quotes the pasuk, "V'yavadatem sham elokim achim elohim ma'asei yedei adam etzem." You're going to have to go worship there in their places of Avodah Zarah. V'im kachu din ha'ir shekol din beis Avodah Zarah atzmo shekimat asur l'roso. It's even asur to look at a base of Avodah Zarah, to look at a church, says the Rambam. V'kol shekin l'karav elav, so much more to even approach a church. And this for us is the key. V'kal v'chomer l'hikanes l'sochel. And even more so, to enter into a church. Now, in addition, the Rambam is not alone. Tosus in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara there is discussing two Rabbanim who didn't know which way to go. Either they could go down one street, which would take them past a house of prostitution, or they go down another street, which would take them past a base of Avodah Zarah. So they're arguing which one is better to go, which one is not better to go. So Tosus there says, Mikan Yishlomod Shederech Laharchik Mi Pesach Avodas Kochavim. The proper way is to distance yourself from the entrance of a place of idol worship. Mishum Dechsiv, because it says Al Tik Arev Al Pesach Beisa. It shouldn't come close to the home. Umok Mi La'ayah. And he quotes the other Gemaras to support this as well. So Tosos seems to be in line with the Rambam, and this is all brought Lalacha by the Shach. It's not cited in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach in Simen Kuf Mem Tes cites the Rambam as the Halacha, and this is the opinion of the Chachmas Adam and Simen Pei Dalid. And the question is, why? Why is it usher to go into a church? So here we have a machlokas amongst the commentaries. What exactly is the prohibition? And it is important, the reason, because the reason will impact how machmir one has to be. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Dan Yoredeya says, based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that there is mitzvah lehisrachek miderech alilim arba amos. There is a mitzvah to distance from idolatry for amos, not to go near idolatry. And the Tshuvas Beis Avi, Rav Isaac Libus, who is a well-known Rav in the Bronx, in Chelek Gimel, he says you're allowed to walk in front of a church. You don't have to take a circuitous route to go around it, meaning you have to be normal. You don't have, if there's a church on the block, I guess if the distances are equal, don't go down the block with the church if everything's going to be the same. But if it's going to be longer to get home, or to say longer to get to work, because there's a church on this block, he says, that's not what the halacha means. It means you should try to be aware not to go close to places of avodah zarah. That is perhaps what the Rambam is referring to. If you have to stay away, then certainly then you can't go inside. That's one reason. The second reason is based on a mission of avodah zarah that says it's usher to go to a city of avodah zarah on their day, on their yontif. So why not? So Rashi says, mishum chashada, because people are going to think that they're suspecting you of worshiping avodah zarah, right? You went to the holiday party. Not saying you can't go to holiday parties, but the lamash, the same idea. You went to this party, and you went to sit on Santa's lap, and they're going to think that you're into worshiping their religion because that's where you went to go. Even though that wasn't your intention, but people are going to see that you're hanging out in that place on their day of worship. So the Ritva says that this reason makes sense. He thinks Rashi makes sense that you have to be careful of chashada, that people may think that you are connected to that institution. You shouldn't go into a church because it's maris ayin, says the Ritva. And this is the same idea. He says, not going to a church because it may appear to others that you agree with what that religion is teaching. However, he says, this is only a problem to go into the sanctuary where they pray. But you can go into the hallway, the library, somewhere else that's not the sanctuary itself. And this is also noted by Rav Moshe, the Gros Moshe Chelek Gimel, who says there's technically no iser in the chatzer, in the outward parts of the church, as long as there's no avodah zarah present. If there's a big cross on the wall, he says maybe not a great place to go. But if it's just a room and nothing specific to the church, then that would be okay. The Tzitzel Yasser says as well, in Chelek Dal, there's a midas chasidus to stay away from the chatzer, but mikra din, it is okay. So probably the most lenient here is of David C. Hoffman, who is a former Rav in Germany. So he writes in the Malamed Ho'en Chelek Beis and Siman and Dalet that if there's no other option, you can teach Torah in a place that has crosses. That's probably the most lenient we're going to see. He says if you have no other place to go, you can sit in a room where there's a big cross. You can teach Torah in the room if there's no other option.
Cross room if it's not a church.
What? Yeah.
Because I've been in hospital beds, nobody says you can't go to a Catholic hospital and there'll be crosses all around.
Good, so we're going to have to discuss Pikuach Nefesh, person to heal, things like that, 100%. So Rav Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe Rodeo Chelek Gimel Semen Ayin Zion that you may not have a Jewish school in a building that belongs to a church, even if it's not the sanctuary, if there are any crosses or avodah zarah present, which makes sense, you're teaching Torah. And perhaps it's more careful to be when it comes to teaching Torah in such an environment. He also has another tshuva. This is probably more famous in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Mem, and this is about playing basketball. If the local YMCA, now that's not a good comparison, YMCA is not necessarily a church, but the local church has a basketball court, so can you have leagues, you know, the regular Jewish leagues playing basketball in their basketball court? It's not in the church, but it's attached to the church. So he says that he doesn't like it. Not necessarily because of avodah zarah, but because he doesn't think they should be hanging out in a place where there may be people who will want to talk to them and want to engage them in conversation with young kids and try to get them involved in other things. And therefore, he just thinks, from a chinuch standpoint, it's not a good idea to have regular basketball games in a church facility. Okay, now, Rav Moshe then says explicitly it's usher to go into a church even to look at art and architecture. And that is the main point over here. What?
Cloisters.
Whatever, exactly.
Cloisters is not one of the churches, it's definition.
Ah, so we have to, that's not a discussion for tonight. Yeah. Turning the church into something else, and what happened, how are you mevatel the church? We only have so much time. Right. But Rav Moshe says, you should not go. And you'll say, I'm not going in for anything religious, I'm just going to admire the stained glass windows, going to admire whatever it may be. He says, you may not do that. And Sitz Eliezer also says it is certainly usher to enter into even a chatzer of a church to look at the art and the architecture of the church itself. Okay, and this would be seem, I don't know anybody who argues or disagrees. It makes sense, being the idea of being misrachic and staying away, certainly taking pleasure in a building dedicated to Avodah Zarah. It makes sense to stay away from these things. Let's go to the other issues as well. Rav Sternbach has a well-known tshuva also in Tshuvas Hanogos and Chelek Beis in Siman Tes Vav when he was in Johannesburg. Rav Sternbach was from England, and then he went down to Johannesburg. He was very involved in the community there, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael to be in the Eidah Haredis. So he says, in Johannesburg, the only voting booths were in churches. Could you go vote if you have to go vote in a place, not in the sanctuary itself, but in a hall that was attached to the sanctuary? So he says that it's not usher, but he says the Jewish community should try to see if they can get another place to go. He says it's just not a nice thing to do regularly, and it doesn't mean you don't have to, you can't vote, but you should try to find another option. I don't remember in New York, do they still use churches? I think they always use public schools in New York to vote. So I don't really think it's an issue that comes up too much.
I've seen it on TV.
In some churches they'll do.
They've seen around the country when they live.
So you should try to avoid it, he says. Rav Menashe Klein, in the Mishnah Lachos Chelek Vav, he says it's usher, but my feeling is that the minig is not like that as well. And he even prints in his tshuva the Kol Kore, the pashtunel they put up in Brooklyn on the walls, telling you that you can't go vote in such a church. The whole thing was in Yiddish, and he says that was the sheet that he had, but my feeling is that the minig is not like that as well. The Ritva, in that same piece, he says that since this, he feels it is Avizrahu of Avodah Zarah. Avizrahu means it's like it smacks of Avodah Zarah. It's like an extension of Avodah Zarah. And therefore he says, going to a church sanctuary is Yaharig V'al Yavor, which is quite significant. That is a very machmir opinion, that you cannot go into a church sanctuary to save your life in such a situation. And the Ran in Avodah Zarah says that you don't have to be machmer from Arasayan in cases of Avodah Zarah, and he doesn't feel that, he thinks as well, you can save your life in the sanctuary of a church, and this is what the Ramah brings the halacha. You are allowed to use a church as a sanctuary in the sanctuary to save one's life. And the Tshuvas HaRash says when a person is being chased and the only safe place is a church, you're allowed to escape inside. And this is Saib LaHalachim, Shulchan Aruch, and Kufn and Zion. And it's also discussed in the Tshuvas Mimamakim, the Tshuvas of Rav Chaim Ashri from the Holocaust. In Chelek Aleph, he discusses this as well and says, certainly, to save one's life, you can enter into a church if need be. What about a Hefsid Meruba? You have a client, and the client's father, spouse, passes away. You need to seal the deal, and they say, you know, please come, I'd love to see you there, and your feeling is that if you don't show up, then it could be a big loss. You're going to offend a client who's going to go somewhere else. So in the case of Hefsin Meruba, can you go to a church? So the pachet...
This is our service, I assume. This
what? Well, we're going to do both. We're going to discuss both.
So right now you're talking about a service.
Yeah, so Rav Yitzchak Lamparanti, the great Italian rabbi, the first pachet Yitzchak, before Rav Huttner, there was a more famous Pachet Yitzchak. There was he wrote this encyclopedic work in Halacha, and so he came first, and everyone forgot about him, and so everybody knows Rav Huttner as the Pachet Yitzchak. But he writes that based on the Tshuvas HaRash, you can go into a church in case of Hefsin Meruba. The only problem, though, is that the Tshuvas HaRash is talking about Pikuach Nefesh, so it's not exactly clear how he jumped from saving your life to saving a buck. It's not exactly the same thing. However, the Sefer Chassidim writes in Siman Tav Lamed Hei that you cannot go into a church to collect money from a borrower who tries to evade you in a church, right? You see the guy who owes you money down the block and he runs inside the church to get away from you. So the Sefer Chassidim says, don't go in. Better not to go in to collect money from him. And he goes on to say, if you go into a church, you have to do certain kapara and fast and certain things for going into such a place as well. So the posts are not so clear about a Hefsin Meruba. and whether it would be okay or not. And in such a case, we'd have to say, you know, case-by-case basis, you know, ask a local Orthodox rabbi. My opinion is probably it's not so often that the case would be Hefsin Merubah. Probably the more often issue is a case of Eva, where it will lead to people not liking the Jews if you don't go into a church. So this was first discussed by Rav Avadia Yosef in the Abia Omer Chelek Zion in Yerodea Simon Yud Beis. It's actually a shaila that happened to him in 1948 when he was the Av Beis Din in Cairo. So the chief rabbi of Cairo, him and the chief rabbi of Cairo and the Av Beis Din in Cairo didn't get along because Rav Avadia Yosef thought he was too much of a mekel and he was too loosey-goosey with some of the rules. And they didn't see eye to eye in a lot of things, but this was especially. The chief rabbi said that you're invited to some event in a church and you have to go, and this is what we always done in Alexandria and Cairo and Egypt, and this is what you have to do. And Rav Avadia Yosef was not pleased by that at all, and he fought him about it a lot, and he wrote a tshuva about it. So he says, and he covers a lot of the above sources, that even because of Eva, you can't go into a church. Even if it's going to make the Jews look bad, it's not a reason to go in. And he explains there's a difference between Eva, hatred, meaning there's going to be forceful hatred against the Jewish people, or it's politically sound, he says. The two are not the same. And he says sometimes we confuse the things. They're not the same. Eva means there's going to be real problems for the Jewish people. Politically sound means, you know, it won't be great, but in a, whatever, in a few months nobody's going to remember anymore. And he's felt that in this case, it was not, if it's not Eva Mamish, really that Jewish lives are potentially in danger, then he said there's no leniency. And he also says, nowadays, we don't really have blood libels anymore and public slanders, and we live in free countries with civil rights, and the non-Jews won't harm us. And therefore, he says that he doesn't feel there's any reason to go into a church, even for political, social reasons like that. He quotes the Tshuvas Chaim Biyad, or Chaim Palagi, the great Rav of Izmir, who also said you shouldn't go into church because of the covenant of the non-Jews. And if you do go, you have to go to the mikvah. And he gives a whole seder for kapara as well for doing such a thing. However, Rav Asher Weiss, in the Parsha Shir, this is not printed in the Svarim, but it's the Parsha Shir he gave in this week's Parsha, in Tufshin Ayin Beis. That was 5 years ago, 7 years ago. So in Tufshin Ayin Beis. I don't remember what happened 7 years ago, but in the Parsha Shir, he said that they came up with a rabbi in America. I don't remember what happened 7 years ago. I'm sure somebody does. I don't know. But there was a rabbi in America who was under pressure to go, and he doesn't say what happened. But he says that if there's a real chashash of Eva, you can go to the church. And he argues that Eva is allowed for an Isser Derabbanan. And he says entering a church is an Isser Derabbanan because it's chashad, it's people may be misrachic, staying away from it. And we see that it's a rabbanan because for the reasons we gave. And he says, a person who, he said, first of all, he says, a person who's knowledgeable in political matters has to answer this question. He said, this is not just a question for rabbi. You have to go to somebody, you know, who knows about the Jewish community, knows about politics, and say, you know, what is it going to look like? What's going to be the outcome? What's your best guess? And then with that information, you can then come to a psak about whether it's pertinent to go or not. But you need two pieces of information. What's going to be, what do the political experts say? And then what does the halacha say as well? And he says, Eva has nothing to do with pikuach nefesh or sakana. He doesn't agree with Rav Avadia Yosef. Eva just means, no, does it, is it going to cause bad feeling towards the Jews? And he says, it's pashut that if a Jew must go to a church, he may not recite any prayers or tehillim. Meaning you cannot come up to the front and recite you know, chapter and verse for the people in the church. He says you may not do that. It could be no praying going on. You have to sit there and sit quietly and not say anything and nothing else at all. So that was Rav Usher Weiss's opinion in this matter. Now, just one small point is perhaps Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, which is a much broader discussion, not for right now. But the Tzitzit Ezra rejects this. He says he does not feel that is correct. He still feels that Christianity is a Avodah Zarah in this regard. And there's a tshuva of the Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, which is the main discussion about flipping a church into a shul. But we're not going to discuss that right now. But within that conversation, he says that it's a problem because a church is mius. It's not nice. It's not proper for the Jewish people. And it shouldn't be used for Kedusha. And he says, perhaps he'll say, Gayim, Archayim, and Shituf. And therefore, Christianity and not Jews are not, meaning shituf means that you believe in more than one God, or you believe that there's parts, multiple parts to God. So he says, that's also for us to believe in such a thing that God has a partner. But it's not necessarily avodah zarah for them to believe that God has other partners. It's avodah zarah for us to believe that, but not for them. So he says, maybe he'll tell me that. So he says, but who cares? He says, first of all, the Nozi Behuda rejects this. And in addition, it's still, you're using a building in which Shituf, in which the view that there were multiple aspects of God existed. And that is not okay for a Jew to use such a building. So the Binyan Tziyah, the Nozi Behuda, the Tzitzit Yezer, all reject that. And the Darkei Tshuva, the Munkacha Rebbe's Zeda, so he writes in Siman Kuf Nun, that if, even if you argue that it's not Avodah Zarah Mamish, it's still a place where they performed acts of Avodah Zarah, Zecher to their forefathers who did worship Avodah Zarah. It's a place of Srach Tuma, Sitra Achra. It's not a nice place. Even if it's technically not Avodah Zarah, it's not a nice place for a nice Jewish boy. And therefore he says we shouldn't go into those places as well. Let's lead to the next point, which is what about a mosque? Which is, I don't know, probably more unlikely for a Jew to walk into, I guess, in the current political climate. But let's just say it were to come up that you were invited or you needed to go into a mosque. So are they the same? Are they different? So the Kloisenberg Rebbe in the Divrei Yitzivin Siman Mem, so he says there are two aspects to Avodah Zarah. He has a very interesting chiddush. He says there are two parts in Avodah Zarah. He says the first thing is worshiping other gods, which I think we all know that. It's the second commandment. You can't worship more than one god. But the other thing is the denial of the true God and as taught by Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says the aspect of distancing oneself from Avodah Zarah applies to the kfira and the proper view of Hashem. And he says if that place, those people have an improper view of Hashem, then that is a form of Avodah Zarah, which is a very interesting chiddush.
It's consistent with the viewpoint that I told you at the time, I don't get the deal with the tape, but I'll tell you later, but the that what about non, because the Gemara doesn't have the knowledge of non-Jewish Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
But apparently by the Rishon time, they discussed about referring to those who follow the son of Mary and
yeah.
the band. So there's certainly Rishonim who didn't treat us, but there are many Rishonim who treat us, and it sounds exactly the question of the Rebbe.
I mean, it's not exactly what it is, but it's something else.
A Jew can't enter something because it's a
non-Jewish thing. I hear it. Could be.
I mean, so, apparently it's Rishonim like that.
So this is going to be the Ran. So the Tzitz Eliezer in that Shuv in Siman Dalin, in Chel Dalin, Siman Tzari Aleph, bases on a Ran in Sanhedrin. The Ran in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph, says that anything that's not Judaism has the status of a base of Avodah Zarah. If it's not Judaism and it's something else, then it's a house of idolatry. And then the Ran says something very strange, which we're going to discuss in a moment. He said, because they bow down to a Navi Sheker, this is a form of Avodah Zarah. That's like a form of their idolatry. That Ran we have to discuss for a moment. And the Tzitz Eliezer was attacked for this, and he defends himself in Chelek Yudches a number of years later. And that's their sheet. That it's no different than a church, according to the Kloisenberg Rebbe and the Tzitz Eliezer. Rav Shefter says you can't daven inside a mosque. You shouldn't daven there. But in addition, Rav Nevinson also says it's usher to daven in a mosque. Then the question is, what about Maris Machpelah? So he says Maris Machpelah is different because there's no Maris Ayin. There's no chashad, because everyone understands if you go into Maris Machpelah, it's not to worship.
So the Hoysers, he's a Maris Ayin.
Correct. He's going with the original issue of.
There's no basic Hoysers. So if somebody makes clear, then that it's not.
Well, the whole discussion is always Maris Ayin. Chashad is the original issue of going to a church, according to some of the Rishonim. So when you walk into Maris Machpelah, it's clear that they know you're not going to.
So if you're dressing up like in his shorts, you're obviously not going for prayer also.
I don't know. I guess you'd have to go on a case-by-case basis. It's hard to get out of a Maris Ayin. So, but this is point number one. Come many, 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 many poskim and disagree. The Avne Yashba writes in Chelek Aleph, he quotes Rav Yashiv, who notes that, he quotes the Tshuva Schut HaMasholosh. I'm not sure who it is. It's not Rechaim of Elazhin. I don't know who it is. That someone's allowed to build a mosque. You're allowed to be a contractor to build a mosque. So he says, if I can build a mosque, then certainly I can go into it. No? I could help them build it, then so I can go into it. So that was Rav Yashav's opinion. Rav Sternbach writes in Tshuvas Hanagas and Chelek Dalet, and he cites the Kleisenberger Rebbe, and he argues that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. They worship the same God as we do, and they don't ascribe to any physicality of God's nature. And he also questions the understanding of the Ran regarding Muslim theology. He says, because they bow down, they don't bow down to their Navi, they bow down to God. And he thinks that the Ran and Rav Asher Weiss says the same thing. He doesn't understand where the Ran got this understanding of Islam from. And he says they don't bow down to a Navi Sheker. They bow down to their God when they pray. So Ravaj Yosef as well, and Yabi Omer in that same tshuva, he feels Islam is not a Avodah Zarah, and you can enter a mosque. And much of the discussion around the question of whether wine moved by a Muslim is usr. That's always the point. There's an earlier discussion in the Rishonim, whether if a B'nai Yishmael moves the wine, is that the same thing as a Christian moving the wine? So if you say it is a problem, then you're going to say the mosque could be an issue. And if you say it's not a problem, then you're going to say the mosque is going to be okay. So Rav Asher quotes a tshuva of the Rambam, who explains that Muslims are not considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah because they believe in Hashem and there's no denial of Hashem in their religion or anything else that should cause them to be considered idol worshippers. And he argues, and Rav Asher Yosef often does this, he says if the Ran would have seen the Tshuvas HaRambam, he wouldn't have said such a thing. That's often a card that Rav Asher Yosef likes to pull. If he would have seen this tshuva, he wouldn't have said X, Y, and Z. So he says, therefore, you can almost discount the opinion of the Ram because he didn't know the tshuva of the Rambam who said that it's not Avodah Zarah. And he goes even further. This is why we're lenient to sell the land of Israel for the Hetz Mechira to Muslims. You're not allowed to sell the land to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You can't sell land to an idolater for the Hetz Mechira. It doesn't work. And therefore, he says, the whole Hetz Mechira would fall apart if you treated them as Ovdei Avodah Zarah, as idolaters. And therefore, he says, certainly, based on this, mosques are not considered actual houses of idolatry, and you can enter them according to the letter of the law. And he concludes by citing a tshuva, a Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, in the Ein Yitzchak and Simon Yud Aleph, who says that he allows even davening in a mosque, if need be, at the end of the day. And therefore, I would assume that the shita of most poskim is to be lenient if one would need to go into a mosque.
So you could.
You could, if you had to.
If you have to.
For sure. And then they discuss, there's obviously we're not going to discuss entering conservative temples nowadays, that's a whole other discussion as well. And the only other thing is davening in that multi-purpose room, like in the airports and the hospitals, that are meant for, you know, prayer. So there's a bit of a discussion about that. Is that Avodah Zarah? Is it nothing? What exactly is that? It would seem to be if there's no other place available in the airport / hospital, I would assume it's probably okay. We could allow it's a suffix on a derabanan. You know, there's a place to daven, but
it wasn't set up in the holiness for any.
Exactly, we don't know exactly what
there. There's no cross there.
I assume 100%. Assuming there's no cross. Assuming there's no cross.
Sometimes there is.
Because that's the.
Would a cross prohibit davening?
Well, that's the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin originally said you have to find a room that doesn't have a cross there to daven.
You have no room. You're in an enclosed. I mean, yeah. I think Bavaria, for example, the government buildings. Every government building has to have a cross in every room.
I hear. I don't know. I guess if you have no choice,
the world has organized churches that basically it's freedom of religion, but it's not like the rest of.
I hear. I don't know. I guess you have to know on a case by case basis. You know what the situation is.
The Muslims feel that.